It's time for our weekly chat with our staff medical advisor from South Strand Internist. Every week we talk with Dr. Vandegrift, or today Dr. Brian Adler, about various health concerns. Today we're going to be talking about shingles. You may have noticed some of the commercials about the shingles vaccine, so we're going to tell you what it is. And unfortunately, I've already had the rare pleasure of having to deal with shingles in my life at an early age in my 20s, so I know a little bit about it. Good morning, Dr. Adler.
Good morning, Jim.
I've always found this, we did a show, I'm sure, on this in the years past, but I've always found this a very, very fascinating medical condition. Shingles is a rash, for many people, a very, very painful rash, and it was painful. I had it on my side, thank goodness. I know a lot of folks get them on your face, which I wouldn't want to deal with that, but it's an amazing thing, because if you had chicken pox when you were a kid, you've all your life, you're carrying around this thing that can break out in shingles. It's an amazing story. What exactly is it?
Well, shingles is a fascinating and very disabling and debilitating infection, which is caused by the chickenpox virus. And most people have been exposed to chickenpox as children. Many may remember or they may not remember. But what happens is the virus goes dormant. So in childhood or whatever age you're exposed, that virus lives in your nervous system for the rest of your life. And your body's immune system keeps it under control and keeps it quiet. But as we hit our 50, 60, 70 years of age, the immune system for controlling the chickenpox virus begins to get weaker. And at some critical point, we don't understand why, if the immune system is no longer able to suppress the virus, it can reactivate. And what happens is that virus will grow along the course of a particular nerve, which could be either face, arm, back, shoulder, leg, usually comes out in one spot, usually comes out with very painful blisters, red painful blisters, and the whole condition lasts for about 2 weeks. Sometimes it's mild and sometimes it's very, very severe. Some people require pain medication. It's that bad. And in about a third of people who have shingles, unfortunately, and I see it more in elderly, they have a very painful condition that can persist even after the rash goes away, which we do call postherpetic neuralgia. And this is a condition where many months or years after having a shingles episode, they continue to have pain. It's a very, very uncomfortable and very difficult problem. And I see it more in elderly. So again, shingles can be very serious, very disabling. And I'm sure most people have seen the commercials for the vaccine and the horrible rash that's described. So it's a very graphic and very true picture of what shingles can look like.
Well, in my case, I had it on my back and in my side. And I can tell you that although I don't think it was I didn't have to take pain medication, but it was sensitive enough that if my shirt just brushed across it, it would cause pain. It's so I do sympathize with anybody who's still dealing with this. Now, this vaccine that's out there, it just always blows my mind that this thing, if you had chicken pox, folks, this thing is lying dormant in your body and can pop out at any time in your life. And I know it does occur more as folks get older, although I was one of the rare cases that it popped up in the 20s. But this shingles vaccine, it will not actually prevent the breakout completely, right? It just decreases the chances that it will happen.
That's true. Now, the chicken pox vaccine is really the same thing that we're now giving children in a higher dose. So, you know, in the last 15 to 20 years, we have been vaccinating children for chickenpox, which is new. We never had that vaccine up until about 15, 20 years ago. The good news is that children and younger people who have been vaccinated over the last 15 or 20 years and who have never had exposure to chickenpox will probably never have shingles. So, you know, shingles in the future may be very rare, since most people now, children, are being vaccinated and don't even have the virus in their system. Now, for those of us who have been exposed, and again, most of us have, at the age of 50, giving the chickenpox vaccine, which is, again, is just the same one they give children but a little stronger, is designed to stimulate the immune system to sort of increase its awareness and keep that virus suppressed. So basically, it's boosting the immune system, which has waned and gotten weaker over the years, to help protect from that virus reactivating. So there's good studies to show that the vaccine will either prevent a future episode of shingles, or if there is an outbreak, it might reduce the severity of it. So it is advisable for folks 50 years and older to get a shingles vaccine to help reduce their risk and chances of getting shingles.
Well, I know there is a small segment of our society that is terrified of vaccines, so I will ask this for their behalf. Is there any dangers in getting this particular vaccine, getting this shot?
Any vaccine has risk. Those risks are very small in comparison to the complications and discomfort and all the other problems that infections cause. So again, there's no vaccine that's entirely risk-free. My experience with the vaccine has been very good. On occasion, people will get a little bit of redness at the site of the injection, which is usually the worst reaction. I've had a few incidents where people have had an outbreak of shingles within a short time of getting the vaccine. Whether that's coincidence or not, no one knows, but that's rare. But all in all, I'd say that the virus is very safe and very effective. And there's a couple of newer products out now that I think will be even potentially safer and more effective. So it is advisable, since, again, shingles is such a disabling and such an uncomfortable infection, that it would be worth getting the vaccine. Now, unfortunately, many insurance companies are not covering that, unlike flu shots and pneumonia shots. Medicare and many insurance carriers cover it, but that is not yet covered. So most people will have to pay out of pocket. It can cost anywhere from $150 to $200. And as I tell people, it's an investment. So, you know, if you really want to prevent shingles, it's worth the investment to get the vaccine.
Well, folks, if you're, speaking from the voice of experience, if your insurance company won't do it, and you've had chicken pox, if you ever have this, you would know exactly what I mean. It would be worth it. It can be very, very painful. And, you know, I've seen pictures of this. If folks, you can Google some really gross pictures that'll really alarm you, and that'll get your attention. But especially the ones on the face and ones around the eye, just, you know, they're terrifying to me. So $150 doesn't sound like a lot of money when you look at those.
That's true.
Now, once you do have the shingles, I guess we should talk about the treatment. What do you do for folks who do have the breakout?
Well, if we treat it early, within days or within the first week, there are medicines that can actually stop the virus from replicating. So there are antiviral medications that we use as soon as we have clear indication that this is shingles. That will often reduce the length of time and the severity of pain to help reduce, again, the rash and the discomfort. Other than that, there is no other treatment other than pain medication, because for some people it is very, very painful. So some people do require something for the pain. But all in all, if you don't catch it in time, and many times, unfortunately, by the time people seek medical attention, they're already 4, 5, 6 days into it. They already have these blisters, and they're a week or more into the rash, and the medications are less helpful at that point. So at that point, basically, it's let it run its course. Keep them clean, keep them dry. You know, again, there's no salves or anything that's necessary. Just keep them covered up so you don't expose anyone else to the virus, which is clearly, you know, all over this rash. And usually it's about 2 weeks by the time they crust over, scab, and go away. The majority of people, after the rash is gone, there's no trace of it. On occasion, some people will get scarring or a little discoloration of the skin, but that's less common. And again, in some people, unfortunately, this post-herpetic neuralgia continues long after the rash is gone. So, you know, again, that's another reason why we want to try to prevent or treat it early, So we avoid that possibility of the post-herpetic neuralgia pain.
Folks, I advise you, if you see one of these rashes, especially a painful one, talk to your health care provider. The sooner the better. And if you don't have a health care provider, remember South Strand Internists is also urgent care. They're open 7 days a week on Glens Bay Road in Surfside Beach. You can call them 843-650-4006.